Coruscant, lower levels, 10 standard years after the Yuuzhan Vong War.
The object of her desire was walking down the opposite side of the sky lane, moving along a pedwalk so choked with vines and yorick coral that even the zap gangs traveled single file. He was 2 levels below and 10 meters ahead, and he kept stopping to study door membranes and peer into the windows of coral-crusted buildings. Then he would just stand there in the gloom, alone and empty-handed, as though no Jedi need fear the dangers of the Undercity, as though he ruled the twilight depths down where Coruscant changed to Yuuzhan Tar. Jacen Solo was as arrogant as ever, and this time it would be his undoing. The angle was perfect. Almost too perfect. If she struck now, he would be dead almost as soon as he hit the pedwalk. Nobody would know that his death had been an execution, not even Jacen. But Alima Rar needed them to know. She needed to see the shock of recognition in Jason's eyes when he collapsed, to feel his fear burning in the Force as his heart cramped into an unbeating knot. She needed to hold him dying in her arms and suck the last breath from his lips, to hear his father roaring curses, and watch his mother wailing in grief. That last part, Alima needed more than anything. She had spent years pondering what she could take from Leia Solo that would be the equal of everything Leia had taken from her. An instep and 5 toes? That would be a fair trade for the half of a foot Leia had cut off on Tanupe. And the princess's eyes and ears would do for the Leku she had severed aboard the Admiral Ackbar. But what if the...